8:34 on the show. Chris Ranji, Amy Markscores, Kevin Wheeler with you here, talking a little Cardinals here as they clinched the playoffs a couple of days ago. We're getting ready for the final home series of the season, and it's going to be packed at the ballpark. It's the last weekend for Yadi and Albert. We don't know for sure about Waino, but certainly we all want to kind of consider that too. A lot of great things happening with the Cardinals, and happy to be talking them over with Cardinals president Bill DeWitt III. Bill, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. And I got to imagine the good on your end has a lot to do with what we've been seeing in terms of records being broken and ceremonies being had. And by the way, a team clinching a playoff spot and winning the division.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been great. This season has really been storybook, so many storylines. You mentioned several of them, but, you know, a lot of things that we were hoping would happen have happened, and you know, gives you a great sense of satisfaction. And I know the players and sort of Ollie's little summation at the end of clinching the division the other night, I thought was perfect, because he said that, you know, we got the record for Yadi and Waino, Albert got to 700, Goldie and Arenado are having MVP years, but nothing has gotten in the way of the team, and that's the biggest one. But I think from an individual standpoint, fans are feeling like, you know, some real history is being made, and they've really responded.
So we knew that the Yadi and Wainwright record was going to be broken at some point this year before the season started. That seemed inevitable. Didn't really know about Albert, and that kind of came out of nowhere. Was there a point where you thought, oh, wow, all of this stuff is going to happen, including playoffs, in the same season?
Yeah, I mean, after Yadi and Waino got their record, and Albert had already heated up in the second half, but he was still a number of home runs away. You know, that one I just didn't know. But, you know, Tony La Russa had a comment back when he was managing, never underestimate greatness, you know. And I think what we saw with Albert and are still seeing is that you just – sometimes the analytics just – don't tell the whole picture. You know, he probably looked after the first half like it was just going to be a ceremonial ending. He did a few more, but, you know, great story, but it'll come to an end. And then all of a sudden, you know, just he got inspired, I think. I mean, I don't know if there's any other way to put it, by the Cardinal fans, by the pennant chase, and, you know, really was able to turn back the clock and do what nobody thought really was likely to happen. And that's what greatness is, you know, digging deeper, being able to find something. And his homers have been in critical moments. I mean, literally they've helped us win the division. So I don't know any other way to say it, but Cardinals fans should be able to take some credit because they were part of it.
You know, I was thinking about how Cardinals fans, the St. Louis Cardinals tied generations of St. Louisans together. And not to get overly sentimental about it, but when you look at the makeup of this team and you look at the young guys and then you look at those cornerstone veterans like Pujols and Molina and Waino, in so many ways, the team itself exemplifies Cardinal Nation. Maybe I'm getting overly sentimental here, but I love the way this team has pulled together, and the young guys are watching with just as much wonder and awe as all of the fans as Pujols hits 700 and Waino and Molina go out and Waino takes the mound.
Yeah, you're right, Amy. I think if ever there's a sentimental moment for me, it's probably going to be Sunday during the ceremony. You know, we've got some fun stuff to give those guys before the game. But the thing is, we can't do it justice because they got to go out and play a game. So we've got a 30-minute, I guess, window before the game. And then after the game, they have to jump on a plane and go to Pittsburgh for three more to finish it off. But I think that will really be a moment of incredible sentimentality and appreciation for what they've done. Because when it ends, it's either going to be in confetti and craziness and greatness, or we'll be bummed out that it ended too soon. And, you know, that isn't the time to pay tribute. But this thing on Sunday will be pretty special, albeit a little bit quick. And I'm really looking forward to it.
It is kind of great, Bill, that because the team clinched early, this can be the focus for the weekend rather than got to win games to get in, got to play it down to the wire. We can actually have fans can come out to the ballpark all 3 days this weekend, and it's going to be relaxed. You can be there to celebrate, yes, clinching and all of these great things, but it's easier to focus on those things and celebrate them when every game isn't live or die and you don't get to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's totally true, and I was thankful that we were able to do that before this weekend, because I was nervous that it was going to be like, Yachty would have his game face on, and well, he still will, but I mean, just like, hey, we gotta forget this sentimental stuff. We gotta win a game. But no, you're right, and because the pressure's off, I think we'll all be able to soak it in a little bit more on Sunday.
And this team, going into the trade deadline, I think everybody kind of knew the thing they needed for this season the most was starting pitching, went and got it, and it's worked out great. Since then, this team has played really, really well. As they go into the playoffs, how do you look at them? How do you look at this club overall? And we still don't know who they're going to play yet next Friday, but it could be between the Phillies, the Padres, could be the Brewers even. As they go into that series, how do you assess them?
Yeah, I think that, the last few weeks have really been up and down. I mean, we had that really brutal offensive slump that lasted several games. Then they just busted out of it. Albert got to 700. And, the winning clinching game two nights ago, I'm sort of thinking that hopefully that's the team that rise to the occasion in October.
Right.
Certainly that's the kind of game that, you need in October. And then also you got to win the close ones. You're not going to sweep every series. You're going to lose a few. Hopefully, in October, it's sort of about the timing of it, right? You can lose games, but they just need to be timed properly. You got to win the right number in the right number of games in the right sequence. And that's what it's all about. It's timing and those key at-bats. When, two outs, runners on, somebody's got to knock in those runners. And that's just sort of the fun of October. Every pitch matters.
It's been great on the field, obviously. And we can all hope for more wins. But you're right. The ones that will matter more will be starting up next Friday in the playoffs. But it's a team that has continued. This is now the fourth straight year of making it into the postseason. Obviously, winning the division is a nice step. And also, zooming out a little bit, it looks like the business of baseball is finally getting back to close to normal following COVID. Because the last time we saw, for example, attendance numbers across the board, not just here, but in other places like Los Angeles and New York and even Atlanta, we haven't seen this type of attendance really since 2019. And it looks like we're getting close to being back to where we were before.
Yeah, certainly we are feeling normal again. Normal is good, right? Our fans support us amazingly, 3+ million, and we're back to that this year. The overall industry is still a tick down from 19, maybe 4 or 5%, something like that, in attendance. But I think part of that is we have some teams towards the bottom that are just struggling. They haven't been competitive in a while, COVID hurt, and they haven't gotten the rebound yet, like the teams that have started winning following that. So I think that'll turn around. I'm optimistic about the rules changes, creating more interest in the game and really having the product be better. We're talking about, pitch clock, which will reduce game times and create a quicker pace. Elimination of the shift, which will create a little bit more offense, and then all the bases get a little bigger, which I think will increase the running game. So those are all things I'm looking forward to for next year. I think it'll be good for the industry.
My question was going to be about the rules changes and wondering how much input the individual teams like yours had in what's going to happen next year.
It depends on kind of your committees and things like that. My dad happens to be on the rules committee, which he's been a proponent of making changes. I think our philosophy has been we want the game to be better. We think that just sticking to the rules for no reason isn't a good reason to have the status quo. So what are the rules changes that have worked in the minor leagues to create the outcomes to make it a better game? And really, get it back to the way it was. If you think about the game 20, 30, 40 years ago, you can sort of pick your era, but there were more balls in play, more action, more lead changes, a quicker pace to it. Those are all good things. I don't think any fan would disagree. Some might stick to the traditional rules, but the fact is the rules haven't changed, but the game has. So we need to think about modifying the rules to get the game back to the way we want it, and I think we're getting there.
You know, I was, when something incredible happens, going back to Pujols and the 700, when I remember when the Blues won the Stanley Cup, the first thing I thought of was not, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I thought of the second round versus Dallas when Jamie Benn had that wraparound that almost went in game seven and would have ended everything. When Pujols hit 700, is there anything that stood out in your mind, whether it was the talks with Albert or the talks within the organization when you first discussed bringing him back, anything that stood out that made you think, wow, I can't believe this actually happened?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like anything that goes in sports, when you get to the finish line of like a world championship, you definitely have that moment looking back where, man, if that had just changed. I also think that happens when you almost get there. You know, if we had just had this happen or just had that happen. Mm-hmm. And I usually, there's like a movie, remember the Gwyneth Paltrow movie where she like gets in a bus train and it shuts, and then half the movie is what her life was when the bus train shut it.
Oh, yeah.
And the other half is...
yeah. What is that? Hold on a second. I got to look that up.
Someone's got to know that name of that one.
I know I saw it, but I'm with you. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But yeah,
It always comes back, I think, to... You know, you just got to have a lot of chances. So the bus open and the bus door shut can both happen. And that's really has been our strategy, and of just trying to make the playoffs as many times as possible, and anything can happen. And that's all about consistency and long-term, short-term planning. But going back to the Albert thing, the one aspect that feels like that moment, or the Jamie Benn missing the wraparound, to me is, how lucky are we that the DH just happened to be coming to the National League this year?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it happens if that doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah. All the people that were going to be mad about the DH don't seem
can't
to be
anymore.
Upset about Albert.
Oh, by the way.
Literally the perfect way to ease Cardinal fans into the DH, because
you're right.
I can tell you they were not for the DH, generally speaking, prior to this year.
What a great point.
Yeah. I looked it up. It was Iron Man. It was Iron Man. That was the bus movie with
what?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, okay, the first one?
No, it's not.
Sliding Doors?
I think it was Shallow Hal. It's actually Sliding Doors. That's it.
Sliding Doors.
Yeah, Sliding Doors. That's the
it
one.
It was like the subway doors. It wasn't a bus. It was like a subway door. Yeah.
But the last question I had, we're talking about the importance of 700 and what a monumental few days it's been as far as historic home runs go, and Aaron Judge hit 61 last night. You were around during the season in 98 when McGuire and Sosa were on that chase, and we were just talking about how much fun that was. I loved it, and I still love looking back on it. Where do you stand on Judge? And I know Roger Maris Jr. has a different take on what's happening now, and he thinks Judge should be the season record leader. What do you think when you look at this and what happened last night?
Yeah, amazing. It does bring back memories of the McGuire home run chase. It's great memories. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. We know that looking back, there are different lenses with which, you know, you can look at it. But I just kind of like to leave it as it was, meaning it was very cool. Yes, it had people rethinking it when everything came out, but I don't necessarily have to put a label on it in my head. It was amazing. It helped get people interested back into the game. Mm-hmm. Helped us as a franchise a lot. But what Judge is doing is amazing. I mean, he is quite a hitter. The fact that he's maybe even a triple crown hitter as opposed to just a slugger is unbelievable. He's a real talent.
It's been a great year for baseball stuff on the field, getting ready for the playoffs to start a week from tomorrow. And obviously still not done with the final homestand, and looking forward to the events at Busch Stadium this weekend as well. Bill, thank you so much. Always great to catch up, and we'll be seeing you at the ballpark here either over the weekend or maybe during the playoffs. But either way, thanks for your time, and have fun with all these festivities this weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You got it. That's Bill DeWitt III, president of the Cardinals. You got to think a lot. I remember the DH conversation in the beginning saying, if you have a DH that's putting up numbers, you're going to love it, right? You're not going to hate not seeing pitchers hit. But think again.
Yeah.
Albert doesn't happen.
The 700
it.
Does not happen if there's no DH.
Wow.
It does not. He's not even a Cardinal.
Hmm. Yeah.
He's not even signed with the Cardinals if there's no designated.
And
hitter.
Even if it doesn't happen, even if 700 wasn't a reality this year, what I said was going to happen would have happened anyway, and that is you'll forget about it.
No, you
like
get used
people,
to it.
People who love pitchers hitting, you'll be halfway through the season and think, oh, I don't care.
Yeah. Christmas
I don't
card
care
idea.
Anymore.
Nope. Merry Christmas to the DH.
That's right.
That's a great Christmas card.
It's
thanks
the
Santa
best
Albert.
Thing ever
yeah.
that happened in baseball.